always good to talk to you. I think our first interview was 2 years ago when you were just done with high school going into college. Am I right on that?
I think so. That's sounding right.
I think it has been 2 years. And boy, since we've talked in 2 years, holy smokes, your track and field career has just taken off. Did you ever think, going out of high school, you would be producing the numbers, hurdles, relays, sprints? Did you ever imagine the things you're doing right now?
Oh, goodness, no. I did not think I'd be putting down the times that I have been at all. Not when I was a senior in high school, and not even as a freshman at all.
What has been the big key to success? Obviously, they've got a fantastic program there at Concordia, a great coaching staff, and Coach Beisel. They do it right, and you're having fun.
Oh, yeah. Coaching staff definitely is one of the big things that I think has helped not just me, but a lot of people on the team be able to develop even after high school. A lot of the other things is just learning as a college athlete or college student athlete to prioritize my time and realize that sometimes it's good to go to bed at 10:30 and not stay up late and everything. And a lot of it was just focusing and spending time also with church and with my friends in church and having that Christ-centered community and that Christ-centered faith that Concordia really gives. And I have loved that, and I have needed that and fallen into that. And then, of course, just the basic things of nutrition, water intake, supplementation with certain vitamins and everything that you don't think about, and then you start doing it, and you're like, wow, I wish I had known, you know, I should be taking iron and magnesium, like, years ago.
I get a kick out of going to bed at night because of course all high school kids going to college think they need to be night owls and can stay up all hours of the night. And for a track and field athlete or for any athlete, that is not probably the best case scenario, is it?
No, it is not. And it's so hard to say no to going out or even just staying up to watch another movie or something. But your body and your mind start thanking you when you have a routine for going to bed.
And it sounds like you got a great support group. No question. Friends, relatives, right there and on campus and off campus. I mean, wherever you go, you've got people that really support you.
Oh, yeah. It's always nice, always knowing the coaches are there, the teammates are there. Being close to home for me in Lincoln, my grandparents and my parents were able to go to a good majority of my stuff. And that's always a joy to have them in the stands and hearing them cheer for me. But, yeah, the other athletes, it's an amazing support group, and I would not be able to do it without all of them.
I saw a picture, I think yesterday or maybe it was today, of your dad's side of the family. And, man, I remember them from when they lived here in our neck of the woods, and your grandpa with the church, and Jeff and I used to umpire baseball together back in the day. Oh, my gosh, I just remember those kids back when they were kids.
Oh, yeah. It's fun, and you know, I don't say my dad's side too much, but I had the amazing ability that that Grandpa Larry came out, and I was able to break a school record in the 100 meter hurdles back a few weeks back when we first went to Hastings before conference, and getting to do that in front of him was super fun, and I'm so grateful that he was able to make it out, and that even if they can't make it out, they're always watching the live results, and I'm getting texts from my aunts and my uncles saying congrats, and I love it.
GPAC Conference Outdoor Track and Field Female Athlete of the Year. Holy smokes, that sounds good, doesn't it?
It does. It's a good feeling. Good feeling.
And gosh, like I said, the 400 meter hurdles, a new GPAC conference record there. Your relays did well, sprints did well, and your numbers, you saw the numbers from your freshman year to your sophomore year really go down, didn't they?
Oh yeah, it was crazy to look and just see how things have compared, and even what it takes, like from a conference level across the board, but how fast you have to be to hit those top eight times, and it's gone down since my freshman year, and I'm just grateful that my times have gone down with them.
Now, gearing up for the national meet that's coming up, I don't think the list has come out. Obviously, you're going to be making that trip, and I know you got to be excited about that, aren't you?
Oh, I'm super excited. It's fun. It's fun to be able to go out to Marion, Indiana, be able to run in the relays with those girls. Super fun, especially when a lot of them are seniors. So it's kind of that last hurrah with them. And we definitely have some goals. We have some wants, and we're going to go out there, not just me, but everyone who makes it. And we're going to attack that field, attack that throwing ring, and give it all we got.
Obviously, you've looked at you keep track of all the other performances around the nation. Your events, you're going to run into some pretty good hurdlers, and you're going to run into a really good relay when you get there.
Oh yeah, it's crazy some of the times that some of these girls are putting down. And Coach and I have a habit of, we get on TFERS, which is where we see our national rankings and everything, and it's pretty easy to get down a black hole of who's running what and the new times that they ran, and just seeing where I stack up and where other people on the team stack up, and just kind of envisioning what it's going to look like when we get there. And yeah, we're gonna have to give it our all no matter what.
Well, we've got a lot of Southwest Nebraska kids on that roster once again. I know I've done some other interviews with Brittany Kinney, with Austin Roselle, the two throwers from the area. I know Easton Fries and I have talked a little bit. I think Gracie Goings. I haven't had a chance to talk to Gracie, but she's having a nice freshman season. So, yeah, I'm pleased that we're seeing a lot of our area athletes kind of make it down there and be on the team as well.
Oh yeah, it's super fun. Concordia does a really good job at recruiting a lot of those Nebraska kids, especially from out west there, and it's super fun to see them come in. It's been fun to practice with Easton, and finding out through his dad that actually our dads had competed together in high school, and so that's been something that's super fun, and just being able to trace that, and just we all kind of can bond together over the small schools, or being from west, or just from Nebraska, and it's enjoyable.
I know all your focus right now is on the national meet coming up. What's your plans for the summer? I mean, obviously, you'd like to take a little time off, rest the body after going from indoor right into outdoor, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, like we're gonna need a rest. Coach and I, we agreed that we were gonna rest this past week, and it's needed. The body, you can kind of start feeling it deteriorate a little bit. So definitely taking the summer off a little bit before getting right back into it for my senior year. But actually just moved into my first house with a bunch of girls today, which was super fun, super excited to spend the summer with them and learn just how to be an adult with them. But other than that, just finding work and getting myself out there.
Refresh my memory. I've asked you before, what's your major? What are you studying right now?
Yeah, I'm a biochemistry major. Kind of the want will be to do lab work in the future. Might have to do some more schooling. Got to figure that out this summer.
But you're gonna enjoy. You enjoyed Concordia. Everything about academically, athletically, and boy, that senior. Hard to believe. Yeah, it's your last year coming up, man.
Yeah, don't remind me. It's almost bittersweet because I'm finally kind of figuring out where I belong with the track team and even on campus. But I'm excited this next year to be that senior lead for everyone, be it in the classroom or be it on the track, and just have fun and go out with the band. And know that whatever happens, it's going to be fun, because I've got a bunch of amazing girls and guys around me to lead the way.
This might be a crazy question, and you can shoot it down if I seem too crazy with it. Has there ever been like another event you'd like to try? You've run as been a hurdler, you've been a sprinter, you've been a relay person. It's like the jumps or something like that. Anything, or you're just happy with what you're doing.
Oh, that's not a crazy question. If you were to ask my coach, he'd say I'm a little bit ambitious. I long jumped in high school, and so I actually picked that up for a meet this outdoor season just for fun, and I ended up actually competing long jump at conference and made all conference, which was super fun. It's like it's an amazing group to be a part of, and I was grateful for that, but I mean, deep down, sometimes I wish I was a multi-man to get to throw and to high jump. And I kind of go up to Coach, and he kind of rolls his eyes and chuckles. So maybe next year I'll be able to wear him down enough to let me do one of those multi-meets, because that's something I think would be super cool to do.
And finally, I got one more question. I know we're coming up at District Track and Field this week. You got the state meet at Burke in 2 weeks. You will always have great memories of those times in high school, won't you?
Yes, those are some of the most amazing memories that, yeah, I will not be forgetting those for a while.